The Daily Talk Show, episode 570.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
It was very funny the other day when Bree and Amy were in and they impersonated us.
Yeah, it was great.
Because Amy did the whole, what's happening, guys? What's going on?
Did she nail it?
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Hey, with the Adventure Club, what do you think about golf?
Don't ever suggest an adventure to me that involves exerting 4 calories. Now, there's a fair bit of calories in walking.
No, but I think that you don't think that's fun?
I mean,
because we could potentially get access to a good golf course.
Oh, true.
You know what I mean? Like, I've always wanted to play at some of the nice golf clubs.
I mean, I wanted to get the Adventure Club chooching so that we can – I was thinking about, like, how can we sort of use it as leverage. But getting the Gronk squad are able to do shit we're not normally allowed to do. Mm-hmm. So that, like, the playing at a golf club, like at one of the best. Yeah. There's some of the best in the world in Victoria. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. There was someone who was like talking about in Cheltenham near my mum and dad's place. Mm-hmm. One of the best golf courses in the world. I don't know about that.
What's it called?
I don't know. Royals.
Oh yeah, that's Royals.
Royal. So there's a sand belt, which is.
The Royal Melbourne Golf Club.
Thank you.
But is it that one though? Is that a part of the sand belt? So running from like Cheltenham or like all the way down the coast?
I'm not sure. I don't know locations. But when I was 13, I nearly flipped a golf cart at a prestige. It was at Eagle Ridge Golf Club. And I've got footage. I need to find it. It's on a VCD. Do you know what a VCD is?
No. 97? I was about to ask, what's that?
So a VCD was... DVDs were a thing, but they were expensive to burn DVDs.
Yes.
And you needed a special DVD burner. And so if you had a CD-ROM burner, you could burn VCDs. Yeah.
And then you could play your VCD movies and stuff on like your PlayStation 1.
Yeah. The DVD player would play it, but some of them would play it. But anyway, so I had all my old home movies were VCD. Look up how many megabytes a VCD would hold, because I remember having to compress things so much to be able to, like, what's a CD-ROM? How many megabytes?
Does anyone even have a CD-ROM in their computer anymore? Like, other than sort of work laptops, they still got it?
Nah, probably not actually.
There's no need for them.
I mean, was the last time, do you remember burning things?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember the last time I burnt something.
Like putting it in an MP, you had the option of either making an MP3 CD where you would need a special, like, CD player to play it, but if you had like a sick car, you would be able to play MP3 CDs.
Yeah. So the last time I used a CD in a CD drive was when I was Apple. I think maybe someone else has done it too. If you've got a device like these new MacBooks that have no CD drive, and then you've got a computer that still has a CD drive, a laptop, you can install from one computer to the other a CD.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Did you know that? There's no need to know it, actually. I mean, it's absolutely no need.
It's good to know.
It's good to know that what it was like in the old days.
But anyway, what I was saying is on the VCD that I have, it's got the footage of me nearly flipping the golf cart because we're filming, and you can just hear my friend's grandpa say, "Ah, no!" as I'm sliding into the screen because it was really wet, and I was it was awesome.
So in answer to your golf thing, potentially, I'll have to take it up with the board and the members.
Chairman Rick. Does Chairman Rick like golf?
Nah.
Rick's Mr. 97's dad.
Yeah.
Chairman Rick.
Conspiracy Jimmy, my best mate, loves golf. He's got right into it.
Really?
Loves it.
I worry about just my back.
Don't worry about your
just,
back.
Just being like, just having the mobility. Like I just feel like I'd potentially be a little bit stiff.
If you ever warm up, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Look, if the golf ends in the clubhouse drinking beers, I'm up for it.
So we haven't spoken about that yet.
No, I haven't.
So 2019, you were alcohol free.
365 days. Actually, I went.
It's more than that.
I went, so I drank for the first time on the 3rd of January, which, 360.
Why did you wait a few days? You felt that it was a bit desperate if you didn't?
I had no reason to. Like,
you never do though.
No, I had no reason to the day after. There was beers in the house where I was.
I only just discovered this year that there's a big movement around the day after New Year's?
Oh, yeah, bro.
What's that called?
New Year's Day? It's like huge parties.
Yeah, so people have one. Because I assumed that, you know, it's New Year's resolutions, drinking less or whatever, like being a bit healthier. Brie and I were sort of like on our 10,000 step walk. And as we're walking, we just saw everyone at the Bottle-O.
It's a huge day.
Bigger than New Year's Eve.
Yeah, much bigger. I don't know. I haven't done it. I literally haven't done the going hard on the New Year's Day. It's too destructive. My friend, I saw him post on the 4th that he'd just recovered from New Year's Day and his escapades that went down.
Which mate?
Can't tell you. You could probably guess, but I won't tell you. Anyway.
How's Fitzy going? He had his back surgery.
Oh, yeah. He's fired up on Facebook at the moment.
Is he walking?
A friend of mine had back surgery. Fitzy, if you're watching, love you. Hope your back's doing well. He's walking. That's good. It was non-invasive back surgery. It's good. I'm going to catch up for a beer with him at some point. Anyway, so I had a beer for the first time and I was a bit nervous.
What you were going to do, just get your dick out at the pub.
I was civilized. I was at a pub, Joogeong, which I said that we drive and stay at the way back from Sydney.
This is the place that someone even Instagrammed us about it. Asking.
Yes, by the way, I forgot the name.
I can't keep a track of what's happening in the live stream. Is anyone writing to us?
No.
Joogeong is
Troy joined though.
Three and a half hours from Sydney, and so you can either do the sprint from Melbourne and get there, which is six something hours. Which is it's a fair crack when you've got a kid. We did it that way once and stayed. That's how we discovered it. But then we did it, so we left sort of 1 o'clock in the afternoon and drove and stayed there. So we drove 3.5 hours, stayed the night. There's a great pub.
Had you booked somewhere already?
I booked it the night before. Get this, I called and they said, oh, would you mind emailing us? Like emailing through your booking.
Oh, that's good.
I was like, okay.
With credit card details?
And then they sent back and said, can you email me your credit card details?
No.
I wrote, absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, I was like, I just don't feel, I wrote back.
It's not that I don't trust you.
No, I said, I don't feel comfortable sending over an email. Yeah. They said, fine, and I paid when I got there.
Surely they know that, like they're just taking the piss. Because the thing is, imagine how many credit card, they're an establishment I want to hack their system.
They are not, yeah, so the, it's not, that I'm worried about them sharing it.
It's going to get hacked.
They get hacked.
And you should definitely try and don't hack them. But they would definitely you'd want to target those people.
It was a Gmail or something. It was like a.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's a small town, and so they're doing their best. And the rooms are $120 a night, and they're everything you could need. There's a pool, and Bodhi loved the pool. And then we went down to the pub.
It was actually set up, the pool, like it was like all clean and stuff.
Yeah, it was really clean.
Indoor or outdoor?
Outdoor pool. It was lovely.
Is it like a motel where it sort of has, it's like surrounded, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like
what you
one
see
side
movies.
Of a square. Yeah, it's like a, one side of a square missing and there's just like, it's like a U of motel rooms and there's a pub at the front. But we went to another pub and got a bit nervous about the first drink. I don't know why, but then I had it and sure enough, the beer made me feel pretty relaxed.
Do you worry about when you drink about the whole driving thing?
Drinking and driving? Yeah, of course.
I didn't want to say those things together because it sounds irresponsible. But
no,
97,
but don't
when
drink
we were,
and drive.
Because when 97 and I went to Gemma Watts, her party for New Year's Eve and Brie was texting him, what did she say?
She says that, I didn't think I'd have to let you know, but Josh told me that Bree's going to be the designated driver.
Because I felt that we said to 97, hey, we'll drive you. Bree said, I've told 97 we'll drive. I said, have you explained that you're not drinking? Because I'd had this convo around, I'm going to get blotto and get ready for it, Sevs. Like, I'm going to get so loose. And so didn't want him. I had tequila.
Doesn't mean you got loose.
Did I get loose?
Nah, you didn't get loose, but it was fun. You were funny.
But I'm always funny.
That wasn't inferred when he said that in the comments. Little prick. No, don't fucking drink and drive.
Yeah, no, but how much can you drink?
Two beers. Not even two beers now. It's like because I went through a booze bus.
All the way, I just threw them. Just fucking
I went to a booze bus.
Drove straight
in Sydney, separate story. So you can only have like one standard drink and then probably a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Well, you texted me. You're like, hey, man, because I was like, hey, I was trying to access something in two-factor authentication and it sends it to TJ. Yeah. I'm like, hey, mate, can I have this? And you're like, just went through a booze bus.
Yeah, so I couldn't ride back straight away. But the booze bus in Sydney, and I haven't seen this, I've been told that if you watch RBT, you'd be aware of this, but tell me if you knew this. Mm-hmm. The awkward situation, the guy, I pull in, I'm like, oh, yeah, haven't drank in almost a year. I felt like I wanted to tell him. Like, you won't get anything here, mate. No, I didn't though. Yeah, but I almost did. And then he just pulls out his thing. He's like, all right, mate. And he holds it up to my face. And I'm just like, what do you need me to do? He's like, just keep talking. I was like, oh, what do you mean? He's like, all right.
Are we recording a podcast?
The breathos aren't the stick anymore. Yeah, you just literally just talk into it. He's like, count to 10 and you can talk into it. And so it's much easier.
You sure it was a booze bus and just a guy not taking the piss? He must have thought
I was such a fucking idiot.
No, I think it'd be pretty.
I said to him, mate, I'm from Victoria. I've never seen this before. Jeez, wow.
You know, I'm getting. So is it in Victoria as well? Or just?
My brother reckons it is.
Okay. Interesting. You know, I know a bunch about Iran now.
Iranian correspondent.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the guy who was killed's name.
Oh, I was watching Ben Shapiro last night.
Oh, really? Yeah. Quite hyperbolic.
Oh, yeah. Terrorist.
Car something and then
Serapur.
Anyway, I was watching a documentary. So illegal to drink booze in Iran.
Wow.
Because it's, you know, Islamic revolution. They're an Islamic state.
It's not the same in Dubai. There's some places you can drink.
It's very expensive. Like we saw our mate Josh Klein. Did you see how? Yes. Did you see that? He had two Coronas,
and there was two other drinks, but yeah, energy drinks.
Was it 170 or something? $140?
Yeah, $140.
Ridiculous. But anyway, if you're going to drink, you wouldn't sort of go to Dubai necessarily. Yeah. Yeah. But fun fact about Iran: so whilst people unallowed to drink, when they do booze, like a booze bus, it was something like 9 out of 10 people were drunk.
In Iran.
Yeah. So there was a – can you look that up and see if that's a fact, Sebs? Because I was watching this documentary and the guy was like driving and he's like, oh, my favorite thing to do, because he's sort of like, oh, you know, I go against a lot of the rules, blah, 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 but my favorite thing to do is like drink and drive.
Drink and drive.
So he had like a drink open and he was driving. But I think there was something like a million people drink. In Iran,
over a million people in Iran consume alcohol regularly,
And it's illegal.
Yeah, and it's illegal. Yeah.
Police arrested 2,900 drunk drivers last year.
Wow,
so that's pretty crazy, isn't it?
I mean, it's like getting
It's illegal.
It's like getting done here driving on coke.
Yeah, it's pretty full on. Oh. But yeah, go Sebs.
$60 fine.
It's pretty low level.
I'd cop it.
And so the other interesting thing is they have. They have a beer, like a, what's it called? A non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, yeah.
And they were showing some, like a lot of the young people. So one of the interesting things about Iran is that I'm just going to talk about some Iran facts throughout the year. But an
Light
interesting-
them to anything I'm saying.
So there's a huge contradiction in society where it's like in some ways they have these really conservative values. However, there are also- heaps of young people and like just doing whatever they want and doing parties and stuff like that. They have like these forests where people like go to and they're drinking and they get like playing whatever music they want. And so there's a little bit of like a blind eye turned to some things whilst being very conservative with other things. Mm. So people drink like when they're in their homes, they can get fucking pissed and like they were these journalists pretending to be tourists and they were filming and they would go to a party. It was almost like they were going the extreme end where it's like we're booze, marijuana, like everything. Hard.
I mean, when you totally legalize, when you totally ban something, do you think people really want to do it more?
Yeah, well, it felt like some people maybe just smoking or whatever because they weren't.
Just cause.
So, yeah.
Anyway, I was drinking just cause. I managed to tell two people at the venue.
Oh, that it was your first drink.
Yeah, came out of me. I was like, fuck, you know what I'm like. I just had to tell a guy and his wife.
Yeah.
I made a joke about that I'm not an alcoholic. You're not seeing me relapse. Something like that. Nice. It might have been nerves or something.
Yeah. What did they say back?
Oh, no, we didn't think so. What you would say back to a weird guy that's just said that.
So you're almost like my first drink. You're like me in LA when you're drunk.
It's over now. There was the first time. I've hung around you too much. Not now. It's, trust me, it's only novel when you've,
but you've only been drunk come off. Once. Well, sorry, you weren't even drunk.
No, I wasn't even drunk. And I went to the pub again to catch up with Conspiracy Jimmy.
Wait,
a couple of days later.
It's the 7th of January.
I've drank twice this year and it's, and don't give me a hard time about it.
And so beer both times?
I've actually got in my diary that I want to reach out to someone to book in a beer with them. This is nothing, like
you feel bloated?
Not at all. Not at all. I've been eating really lean.
What
have I've been training most days.
Just so you can keep those drinks coming.
I mean,
what are you drinking?
I've just drank beer.
Which beer?
It was a Bad Shepherd Victorian Pale Ale.
Is that the whole name or was it bad?
Yeah, Bad Shepherd is the brewery and the Victorian Pale Ale is the beer.
And a pale ale.
The first one I had, I was worried the first beer I had hadn't tasted it before. And I was like, ugh. I went it was a Four Pines Pale Ale, a summer ale, sorry. So it's like a bit fruity. It was awesome. It was a good way to come back. But what I think there is definitely, because I had a bit of a, I had a blow up with Amy.
When you were drinking?
No. When we got back, I had a bit of a blow up with Amy because we did the stint, which the next day after having a few beers, drove all the way back to Melbourne, six hours or whatever, with stops, and Bodie was screaming and it was just, and I was driving, I was tired by the end of it. And we got home and Bodie had his car, like this little car, and he was screaming, like he's just insisting.
How big's the car?
Is this little car?
Okay.
You know, size of a couple of iPhones. And I threw the car through the door. And I was like, oh, come on, let's go in. And I threw it and it hit the wall.
Uh-oh.
And Amy's like, is aggressive. This because you're drinking?
Oh.
I was so triggered.
What'd you do?
What do you think I did?
Blew up.
No, I
punched the wall.
I leant into it. I missed a 97.
Leant into the wall. The whole wall was ruined.
No, it didn't do anything, but I just threw it in. I was triggered that she had used the
exact reason why. No, so what's the what is the car made out of? Is it heavy?
Oh no, it's a little plastic Catboy car. It's just.
Do you know the model number? I just want to see what it looks like. Like, is it a heavy? If
not heavy at all,
it's
plastic.
So you never throw
plastic.
The car.
No, the thing is, Amy was just thinking that it was like, oh, he's been drinking and now he's throwing the car. My point was, I'll fucking throw the car all the time because he's so annoying. Like, Bodie can be so annoying after 5 hours
that's
in the
such
car.
A funny thing to say for someone who's
no,
just.
I didn't say that, but I said.
You know what? I'd fucking throw this car any day.
I wasn't drinking. I was completely
Pass
sober.
Me the pale ale.
The point was, I was just like, you've obviously you've used the fact that I had a couple of drinks last night as you've connected me just being annoyed with Bodie to that.
So the answer was nah. I'm just being me.
No, I was like, okay. So then I think about that. And I was
about that.
So Amy apologized, and
she apologized because you were triggered by it.
Well, you'd trigger. I said, I found that offensive because you know that would like obviously be something
feelings.
That you like. You're trying to get at
me. Yeah. For someone who didn't drink for a year.
Yeah, and I'm not the guy that doesn't have self control.
Yeah,
like I had a year off.
I could imagine that being like because all of a sudden you're just a target.
I felt like a target.
You don't put your undies out to wash. It's like, are you drinking?
But in fairness to her.
It's like, I have never fucking put my undies out to wash. We know this is a thing.
In fairness to her, I probably have in the past at times fucking been a bit over the top after being drinking. Yeah, and so
what do
my
you do?
Point
what
was,
is your personality when you drink?
My personality when I drink is
because we had that domain name. It has lapsed, but we had whenidrink.com.
When I drink. I think there is I have done things drinking that I'm not proud of. So, like, I've been more aggressive towards Amy. I've used language that I wouldn't use when I'm sober. Like, I understand how she
you
can
say
be triggered.
Everything when you're sober. What words did you use?
I just swear words.
You always swear.
Yeah, I know, but it, towards
more aggressive swear words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like, it's like aggression I in the swear, tone.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When but I would target
say, fuck
this,
off.
That kind like of shit. Say, yeah. It's completely aggressive and hurtful versus just swearing. Some people find helpful. But
do you remember
the
first time that you swore in front of your parents?
Oh, I've been swearing since I was two, dude. I like it's something. We're lucky that we've created this thing that this we can just do what we want. But it's yeah,
throwing cards.
It's no good. Like it's no good. Just
I remember saying the C word in front of mum. Oof.
What'd she say?
No, well, because she'd called me that before, you know, your little C or whatever, like when she's really, really angry. And I just remember we were on the way to Dandenong basketball stadium and we're just going on the, like, Heatherton Road going onto the Monash Freeway. Mm. I said something, I dropped it. I just remember, you know, like the parents can
at
do.
At her? Like, what
I can't
would have
remember
been
what
you
it was. I just remember, no. I just remember saying it and I just, like, I just feel like, yeah, like when parents, like if you've done something really bad, they almost like can dislocate their arm so they can reach in the back and start fucking hitting you.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that happened.
Yeah. So I was triggered. That was all fine. We talked about it. The point.
What was the learning?
So here's a learning that I've connected to it. The drinking, I think the next day, what you can lose is a level of mindfulness, being connected to how you're feeling and not being controlled by how you feel. So there's, I think that you can be irritable, you can be less patient after you've had a session of drinking the day after. You're tired and you just can't put, like there's a shit, there's like you're putting up with shit meters here when it's usually up here, which is a level of mindfulness when you're up here because you're being conscious and you're not sort of entering into the shit.
Did you, I just had a thought. Did you watch Oscar, Matt Diavella's editor? He did the video of him interviewing his drunk self.
Oh, I haven't watched
it. So he did the sober and drunk and then like,
yeah, he actually got really pissed and then interviewed himself.
Great idea as a concept. But what about the idea here? If we struggle with mindfulness, how do you feel about us three getting drunk and then we have to use the waking up meditation app and try and meditate?
Yeah.
For 10 minutes or for longer?
It would be fine. You could easily do it though. There's nothing.
Mm. Yeah, you'd probably fall asleep.
You probably would.
How much have you been thinking? Because I'm day 7 of the meditation.
Good work, dude.
Thank you.
Fucking good.
I feel like I'm hacking the system a little bit because I'm really focusing on my breath.
That's mindfulness.
No, but he's like, you know, don't try and push it. About.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Mr. 97 pointed this out when he first started using the app last year and you said exactly that. My problem is that when he tells you to focus on your breath and then he says find the rhythm where you lose the thought about the focus on the breath. Mm-hmm. And your point was like that's when you start thinking about it. Yeah. That is the point of mindfulness meditation, that you are becoming mindful of what is going on and the process. So you're just finding the anchor point of your breath is the thing that draws your attention. So you can get like the tickle that when you can feel the sensation when you're drawing air in and out, and that is just to shut off the other thought processes. So it's like just trying to hone in. Mm. It's like a high level of attention to a certain area. But then you're saying when you're like you then think about how much oxygen you're getting. But at that point you're just gonna shift.
I'm also obsessing over I like try and predict when he's gonna say you've got a minute left.
I know, I do that. I get there.
But it's this like is, I like breathe out. I'm like, okay, I reckon 3.
Yeah.
2. It's like, oh, okay, I'm
but
the final
what you
minute.
Should
like,
realize like, though, yeah, it is. What you've done though is you're now aware of when you were trying to game it or fight it, which then is that in itself, the recognition of that, what you're doing is mindfulness.
Yeah.
And so the thing with the drinking bit is like the next day I understand that for me I will be probably more irritable. I can't, like, I don't drink like I used to. I know I can't go and get wasted like I used to and wake up and be with Bodhi and Amy. Mm-hmm. Like, it just doesn't work like that anymore. I don't have that freedom. Not even freedom. I just don't have that. I don't even have the desire to do that shit anymore. But there is a level of being more mindful and being more conscious of what's going on after drinking or something like that.
On the drinking thing, you know, John Safran, when we had him on.
Yeah.
He was talking about drinking Mm. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. And we're talking about that he was, someone was saying,
he do you want to be a part of a... Oh, what about the bit where he picked up a bottle, or his dad gave him a bottle of wine and called him an alcoholic?
Yeah. So
he's talking about that bit.
Well, no, he was talking about, there was a few things. He was talking about the boozing. They were saying about the three bottles of wine a night to be considered an alcoholic, which was specific to one study.
Yeah, because he was saying, can I be a part of this study? They were looking for a person that drinks a lot, and he said a couple of glasses a night. And they said, oh, no, too little. We need people that are drinking three bottles a night.
And so we're talking about weight, and then we're talking about alcohol, and he was saying how he's going on the trip.
Oh, I wonder how it's gone.
He told me.
You've been messaging him?
He literally messaged me. He just randomly messaged me on the 28th of December.
That's great.
Lost a little over 2 kg rafting. Expected to lose more, to be honest. More cigarettes and gin for me, appetite suppressants, or at least appetite restrictions. Distractions.
Yeah. That's so funny.
So there you go. I said, did you end up drinking your gin, and did anyone else bring booze? He said, yes and yes. So there you go. But I love the fact that he took the effort to give me an update on his weight loss. Because,
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay, so drinking. It's interesting. Yeah, I can't decide.
No, I think
this whole booze thing, like there's a part of me that wants to have it as a quirk.
Yeah.
As in that I just drink wine. I love wine, red wine. Mm. Not that much of a fan of white wine.
You're just going to be mindful. If you are drinking too much and you can recognize it, you got to slow it down.
Yeah.
You can't. I was thinking about, like, I don't even know why I got to the point. Like, it wasn't have some sort of serious thing that made me go, no. Mm-hmm. And so then I'm like.
You didn't throw a car at a wall or anything.
Look, when you say it like that, it makes it sound like a real car. Throw a car at a wall. Cool.
Hyperbolic.
But, yeah, it's just, yeah, more mindfulness. There's nothing wrong with that.
And so is there certain restrictions you're going to put on it? And do you think it's obviously now it's off limits, like. Amy can never use the alcohol thing as a way of connecting the dots.
No, yes, she can.
Yeah, she will, yeah.
No, she can. I think she's got the right. But I think it's actually keeps me in check. She's a partner that is I'm accountable to her and Bodhi. And so it is good that I've got these things. I just found a good reset.
Do you think part of it, maybe it's like, hey, maybe when you drink, you've got to be on better behavior the next day. Like potentially you need hello everyone. You need to put it up. Like if you're going to drink, you need to accept the fact that the next day.
Suck it up.
That it's like, oh, I'm cheery as fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
How did I go? So I didn't realize yesterday when Bodhi came in, gave him some shortbread.
Yeah, he's on a diet, dude.
Is he really? He's not. He could have been. I probably was.
There's no, don't put your two and a half year old on diets.
Unless they need it. But the shortbread, gave him shortbread, and then he was going absolutely crazy. And then your mum turns to me and says, oh, it's because of the 4 shortbread Josh gave. And I was like, for one, who was fucking counting, Joanne? I surely wasn't. But then I then reflected on how I approached the whole situation. And so my approach was, this was my thought process. You can tell me whether it's right or wrong. So the biscuits just gave it to him because he asked for them, and I just he was happy every time I gave them to him.
Can I just rewind 1 year, less than 1 year? Josh wanted to be the guy that hands out biscuits to my son. So whenever he's literally, it's training a dog, and the dog is now barking and saying, biscuits, Josh, biscuits, Josh. Yeah, so Bodhi comes in, wants biscuits, even if there's no biscuits.
Yeah, and so I found Scooter Derek had given Gemma Watts some shortbreads on the show for the Christmas episode. Gemma forgot them. And so when Bodhi was asking for biscuits, I'm like, shit, I'm going to have to use the emergency biscuits.
You were excited.
Yeah, because I forgot about them. And so that was exciting. But then what I realized that I did when Bodhi started to cry, I then used the part of my brain that is connected to if you are being assaulted, which is I heard people say just act absolutely insane. If someone is trying to attack you, just go, ah, ah, ooh,
So I know what you mean.
I thought with Bodhi crying and being upset, I'm like, I'm just going to like cry and be more upset than him and see if he can see how ridiculous it is. And so
how'd that go
just,
for you?
Well, we both ended up just crying. And then he left. And then I look like, no one picked me up off the couch. So it didn't really go anywhere. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, so why didn't that work?
Because.
Or did it sort of work? Do you think it helped or did it sort of escalate the situation?
I get what you're meaning. There is a time that you can use that and it's when he's doing a fake cry. So, like, he might have been more emotional. Mm-hmm. He had a big day yesterday. But sometimes he does this fake cry.
Where big day as in he shit all over the path. Is that what you mean?
He shat outside. Went for an adventure with grandparents.
The adventure club going strong.
But there is – so he does this thing where he goes and he's starting to pretend cry. Uh-huh. Does his face, but it's a complete fake cry. And so I start doing it. And then he stops and he says, no, I cry.
Really?
Yeah, so it's a complete –
so you're doing back.
No, and then I say, no, I cry.
Oh, great.
And he says, no, I cry. And so we – lose the fake crying. But so that's when that works.
And then he throws the car at a wall and it's like, good job. Don't show your emotions.
No. But, don't act like that around my son again, please. And don't give him more biscuits.
No, well, we don't have to worry about
the biscuits. It was a gronk move, to be honest.
Gotten rid of the biscuits.
Gemma, we'll buy some more biscuits.
We're going to have to wait a year because they were Christmas biscuits. Unless we can find someone special. Before we go, let's see if there's anyone on Facebook.
Yeah, Troy says that's exactly what I will say when I start drinking again.
Troy?
What was it? What were we talking about?
Around Tommy going around to everyone saying that he's been drinking.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I got the message when a friend of Amy's said, it's getting boring now that you're talking about you don't drink. Right. So I was like, all right. I actually feel this weight off my shoulders, guys.
Yeah. I used to be in radio in Shepparton. And they're like, we've heard that too. It's like, well,
So another observation just quickly is on the intensity of thought you give it as a thing when you don't drink. Mm-hmm. And I was going, this is all a completely different, like being an abuser of substance is a completely different area than what I think I was in. But I still think the level of thought I gave it was like outrageous.
Yeah.
And so I feel a bit lighter when I'm not giving it the thought, not saying I just am willy-nilly just drinking every day. Like it's not that. It hasn't
gone
to that.
Feeling safe in your own skin maybe.
I feel confident that I can just fucking stop for a year because I did it. Does it? Like I can't, it's not an issue. And
but
so
now
when
you don't have to talk about it. That's your point.
The point is that it doesn't feel like it's really the identity, which is good, which is kind of good.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's what like any radical change feels like it becomes an identity thing.
And
that's
like my whole. You need to make it your identity. Like,
when I think naturally, if you don't drink, like, I guess there's options. If you're a vegan, there's vegans who just like do it, or there's vegans who it's like, I just need to double check on that bread. Like, is that bread?
I mean, these are the memes, but are you really vegan if you don't mention it?
Yeah. So I think there's something. In that around the identity thing, which is like, okay, now you can maybe you can move on from that.
Yeah, and find what works for me. Because maybe I needed to give it up again at some point. Mm-hmm.
So if I, because I'm not a beer drinker.
Yeah. I mean, but you just haven't drank enough beer, my friend. I wasn't a beer drinker.
Yeah, no, but I just think that it's.
No, I When, so, you right. probably had a VB last time you had a beer.
So the thing is, so this is my thoughts around pushing beer. So beer is it bloats you, yeah? Like it just feels heavy. Is it the equivalent of being like, mate,
just drink it.
Just have thick shakes.
No, like,
not had a good thick
not
shake.
Not at all.
Mate, you should just have a Friday night get thick shake.
Not at all,
come on,
dude.
Just us and the boys will go to the pub and have a thick shake.
Nah, not at all. It's a lot of liquid, but it's not, it's just like you drank a lot of water. Not like you drank a lot of thick shakes.
Okay.
That's the difference. And so when you say like, yeah.
Do you understand where I'm coming from?
I understand where you're coming from, but the liquid is not thick like thick shakes. So it is water. So it's just.
But why is all the bloating?
When you smash a soda water, you drink so much soda water, he's like, ooh,
Yeah, sure.
That's all it does. Okay. But then you're actually feeling drunk as well. So
if we were to go out on a Friday night, do Friday night drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Like I guess
Jordan Michaelides would be there.
Oh, yeah. If I can get around it. We can actually finally
do it. Should we do a drinks? Should we do a drinks catch up, celebrate the new year? We'll just get together. We'll go to a bar. It's not some big event.
Friday the 10th.
Is that Friday the 10th?
Friday the 10th. And we will make it. What's the pub next to the corner?
Stomping Ground.
No. The one on the right.
Oh, no. That's...
No, the closest one we've got to go to. That's the one next to the establishment
where you want to go to.
Why?
Because... There will be people that haven't left that establishment in 14 years.
But that's a good vibe, no?
Nah, Stomping Ground's better.
I know, but Stomping Ground's so rah-rah.
But we're rah-rah. We're rah-rah now.
Okay.
I
just like the idea of like going dive.
What about, yeah, and we could get into Moondog, our homies from Moondog.
It's very rah-rah though as well. Like,
yeah, but good. No, it's good.
I know what you're saying.
You're saying like the trendy good bars that are like
Yeah, let's go
popping.
To a real shit one.
You want to go to an RSL?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I get you.
I actually just went through a moment the other day.
It's cheaper pots, cheaper drinks.
Actually, do you know on Christmas Eve, Bree and I went to, is it Robert Burns?
Oh, yeah, the Robert Burns Hotel.
The one that's on the corner of Easy Street, yeah. Went there for Christmas Eve, very understaffed. However, the guy who served us was lovely. He said, he was like taking our orders or whatever, and he'd been drinking a little bit. He's the waiter. He's been drinking.
It's Christmas Eve, baby. Yeah.
And so he takes our order. And I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, I think he's a bit tipsy. Anyway, he goes off with our order, comes back 15 minutes later. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I've forgotten your order. And so we give it to him again, right? And so he's like, oh, yeah. Thank you. And then he, as he's giving us his our drinks, he says to me, you're hot.
To you?
Yeah, to me. It was Bree and I. He's like, you're hot. I was like, oh, thank you. And then he walked off and I said, did you hear that, Bree? He's like, nah, what? And I said, he said, you're hot. And she goes, do you think he's like, because you look like, because it's hot in here? Like, no. He was saying like I was hot. Like he was definitely into me potentially, which was great. But anyway, the night went on and he then just kept it. What are you laughing at?
No, keep going. I want to hear the rest of the story.
No, so he basically he was looking after the whole thing because everyone had taken sick leave or the day off, and he was normally behind the bar and he was doing all of the serving.
Mm.
And so then I had one red wine, and then Bree's like, oh, do you want to do it? Like, oh, I'll have another one. So I ordered another one, and that like
did you four glasses between you guys?
Yeah.
Should have brought the bottle.
Yeah, I should have. Oh, no, but Brie does. She doesn't like red when it's hot.
Okay, yep.
Which I'm the opposite. I'm a fucking madman. I go a Shiraz.
Mate, you're the
so
kid.
It was hot.
It was a hot day. It was summer?
Yeah, no, it was very
hot. It's 24th of December.
No. But anyway, there's no real end to the story, but he felt so bad that because he forgot my second wine, but we just didn't talk about it and he didn't put on the bill, which is fine. But he said, dessert's on me. And then I was
like, "But it's at my house."
Yeah, exactly. But I was like, "Oh no, that's fine." And then I looked at Bray. I'm like, "What the fuck am I doing?" Yes. Yeah. What? Bray's like, "Well, can we have the tiramisu, please?"
Oh, yum.
Yeah, it was delicious. So we had the tiramisu, and that was really good. And then, so we said, like, if he hasn't included the wine, that second wine, that means that like, it which is fine, and like, we'll give him a great tip. Because if he leaves a wine on there and I haven't had it, we won't give him that good a tip. Like,
okay, yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Christmas, we'll give him a tip. But then he obviously was so bad, felt so bad about the service that he like did the whole real quick tap to the next thing so he couldn't give a tip.
And I was like,
that was nice. That was
a lot
nice
of places
experience.
In Australia now do that. They just tip, go on, like they hand it over at the point where you just pay.
Yeah. And so anyway, but that was Robert Burns. It was great.
You've been back every
yeah, no, so it is a good it was a really good vibe.
Mate, so we should do go many to the beers there.
Yeah,
we definitely. No, I like it. I've got to I'll have to check with the wife if we can make the drinks happen on Friday night.
She can go and hide all toy cars from the front of
Roll throw toy car.
Put all of the heavy ones away in the toy box.
Right. Just check yourself if you've been drinking
next
day. I think it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't let any excuses of lazy, like the late, like you enter into it when you've done that.
Yeah. If you enjoy the show, you can join our Facebook group. You just go to facebook.com/groups/ The Daily Talk Show. If you're on the Facebook mobile app, you just type in The Daily Talk Show. You'll see there's the page. That's not the one. You can like that and we post there. But the group, you have to enter in privately and you answer two questions. One is, who is Queen Gronk? And the answer is Gemma Watts. And the second one is, when did you start listening to the show? And you fill that out and then we accept you. And then you get to see live streams of the show.
Yeah.
97, what are people saying in the live stream right now?
Hayden Dibb said, how good's a beer?
Love how a good beer.
When you met Hayden Dibb, I said, mate, do you drink much? He said, not much. And then I proceeded to see about the next 7 days, him just posting photos of him drinking beers. I was like, he does drink.
Yeah.
No, he drinks. And I haven't had a beer with him because it hasn't been.
We've got to do that. Any other Sebs?
Leah says, thanks for clarifying whether it's a bad drink or the name was bad.
Oh, yeah.
The Bad Shepherd. Bad Shepherd. Great brewery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you can do that. If you enjoyed the show, leave us an Apple Podcast review. Thank you to Bianca for leaving a review, the first one of 2020. I appreciate that. Yeah. It's 5 stars.
Mate.
She said she loved the show. So that's nice.
Bianca.
That's what. Do you want to read it out?
Give me a second.
What are you having to do?
Here we go.
Cat and dog.
Solid content, great banter, and very interesting convos. One of my favorite podcasts to tune into daily.
Thank you, Bianca.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, it's a Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. And thanks to Venture IP, free little plug there, Sebs. I know you said you don't have to do it every day, but 24-hour. 7-day week support.
Okay, fucking, I'm calling them.
Yeah, you can use the promo code TDTS.
Soleimani is the guy who was.
Oh, geez, don't mix up
killed.
The Iran and Venture IP.
No,
stuff.
I just actually got.
local.
I just got pushed a video on YouTube about that whole thing.
All right, thanks, everyone. See you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.